We're going to try a new angle because, you know, we've always been judges of some sort.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been good analysts, good research takers and these such things.
Yeah, yeah.
And recently there's been a new film which has piqued the interest of most of the world, let's just say.
But, yeah, nah, like Wiz was saying, you know what? I'll give you lot the little lowdown of what we actually did, innit? So today... we all, like, obviously, us three went to the cinema.
Just us three. It was us
and a couple of the men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the purpose of the poddy.
This guy's making it sound like some...
I would have just named up some of the antics, yeah. That was the scattiest cinema. What?
Yeah,
Finchley
I lied.
View,
a cinema.
Not even... Was it Finchley? Yeah, North Finchley.
Yeah, it was.
Scatty cinema.
Too scatty still.
Slum cinema.
But yeah, obviously, the man then, we went and watched Avatar. What's it called again?
Way of the Water.
Avatar Way of the Water.
Yeah.
So
Avatar,
yeah,
Way of the Water.
We're gonna give you lot a little review. Like, obviously it's gonna come up, but yeah.
Yeah, man, it's time for the juicy part. We gotta get into Dimension
this
podcast.
Beeline into the review real
segments.
Aye, you know what?
Spoilers.
Yeah. Definitely, spoilers. A big spoiler alert on this.
I don't even believe in spoilers, but I'll say it this time.
Nah, a big spoiler alert.
Because I want
this
you
one.
To actually watch this movie. Listening.
You know what? First thing I have to say, it's been a long, like, period of waiting for the second film. It's actually been mad. And the thing is, yeah, from watching the first one, it always felt like there was going to be a second one.
Yeah.
True. You know what I'm saying? There was no possibility. Like, even though it'd be a sick legacy moment.
I mean,
moment
even how
it
ended, he fucking opened his eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
fam?
Yeah.
You now remember that as a youth watching thinking, oh my God, that was the sickest ending.
Alive, fam.
The excitement died down for the second one, though. But
on an Incredibles 2 flex.
Yeah.
It just disappeared.
Exactly. Because it took too long, innit?
Yeah.
Let me see when the first Avatar film.
I think it was 2009, you know.
That's disgusting.
I think so.
Yeah, 2009.
Imagine.
2009. And I remember, you know what's mad? Because I was a proper film guy. Bro, because I was a proper film guy, that was my favourite film for a minute, you know. I feel like because I was young and impressionable.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it was my favourite.
Yeah, it makes sense why that was your favourite film.
But the thing is, though, you see, as I got older and, like, my senses, like, obviously, like, expanded, my interest expanded, like, that... dropped further and further down the list because I just realized why I liked it. It's nothing to do with us. It was nothing to really do with. The story is good.
I think
but
story
I wasn't paying
was
attention to it.
The story in the first one was better than the story in the second.
In the second one,
because
okay, fair
literally,
enough.
I just the idea of the guy in the wheelchair, just like, oh, I'm just useless.
Gets
in the body of this fucking elite,
and it wasn't even his. It wasn't even his clone. Remember, it was his brother.
Yeah.
It was
which
his twin.
Alive.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't even his. So he didn't even feel like
clone.
He belongs to be there.
Yeah,
it turns out that he's the ultimate one. He fucking betrays his whole kind.
Yeah, yeah. Literally.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I agree with that. I agree with you saying that the first one, the story is better. But I think that's just a consequence of it being the first one. It's almost like Spider-Man 1, bro. Spider-Man 1, you can't beat Spider-Man 1 because that was the first one. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of been solidified already. So I can't really beat it too much.
You know, and to me, yeah, you see what you're saying? It's fair. But at the same time, to me, it's just a continuation of the story. It's not, it doesn't feel like two different stories.
Nuts?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear that. In Avatar 1, the characters just had more substance. Because this one was a continuation, the characters kind of just felt like milk.
Yeah, I get you.
Just milk that's been in the fridge for...
I hear that.
Literally, like the movie, just waiting for time.
I hear that.
You see the general again, and it was like, wait.
I hear that.
So you have all your memories, but I don't have your. I don't really remember what you was on. Like, I don't.
That's the problem with them waiting too long, though.
Trust, I don't remember really what your like ideation was. Why you even do any of this?
I got to recognize him as a new character all over again.
Yeah, trust. Like most of them, and it was like,
I agree with what 100% agree with what you're saying.
I wonder if that's our fault for not watching the.
Let me say this as well.
Why? Because they want you to do that.
No, it was their fault.
No, no, no. But what do you
they
mean?
Took, there was 14, a slight.
No, took, listen to what I'm saying. Let me land it. Let me land it. Because what do you mean by their fault? Like,
they,
what's
they,
their fault?
They took. It's their fault. It's their fault that we can't connect with them characters.
No,
the same
I'm not.
Way.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, all right, cool. You see, when you're gonna go watch the second film, if the first film came out time ago, I feel like most people we didn't, but I feel like most people, especially if you're really interested in Avatar, would go watch the first film. You know what I'm saying? Just as a reminder, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, don't you think now we should have done
that?
Think you
were supposed to watch the first movie?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I feel like, why not?
I think that's up to everybody's discretion.
No, but of course it is. Yeah. Of course it is. I feel like... I'm saying, if you're going to go watch a second film and you're interested, bro, then obviously you're going to refresh your memory of what happened in the first film. So you can keep up with the second one.
But it should like, be. It shouldn't not, be of a mandatory choice, though.
Like I agree
exactly,
but the thing is though, that's accepting that it took 10 years to release it,
and that's why I'm saying that's their fault. That's what I'm saying, it's their fault.
Why? Because they took so long,
bro,
to release
if they released it 2 years afterwards, bro. I don't need to watch the one before. Like, I don't need to because put it like this: usually, if you see if a film's good, you'll watch it more than once. You'll see it every Christmas. It might come up. It might come. You get what I'm saying? Film four, it might play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Channel four, you might leave it and watch it and this and that. You'll always kind of have reminders of it. But bro, not 10 years, bro. It came out, what, 2009. That's 10, 11, 12, 13. That's 14 years it came out. You know?
No, but listen, bro. 14 years. Listen, bro. It's the thing is, dear, you have to look at what they were doing, even during marketing it. You know, they were like, they re-released Avatar in cinemas, you know? You know what I'm saying? They re-released Avatar in cinemas so people could go and watch it. This is what I'm trying to say, fam. Like, they want people to, even if people, because it's always up to your discretion.
I feel like they kind of...
Yeah, but
like
wait, one second, let me land it, because it's always up to your discretion, but they want people, like, at the end of the day, they want people to go watch the first one. Not only will it re-up on sales of the original, so you're still making peas, it'll make the next film make more sense. Do you get what I'm saying? Because you've kept up with it. That's just logic, innit?
I'm still saying it's their fault.
I'll say this though.
But let Kira say what you're saying.
But when you say their fault, what do you mean their fault? Because I'm not arguing that.
No. I'll go back to it. But let Kira say what he's saying, because I'm sure it's based on what you're saying.
Like 2 years ago, I had no idea that Avatar 2 was ever coming out.
Is it?
Like, I don't remember seeing any trailer or anything.
There was no trailer.
I only remember seeing, like, there literally was no within the last year, I'm pretty sure, or the year before that.
That they've been pushing
heard
for
remnants
one.
Of Avatar 2. It's like, oh shit, Avatar 2, that's coming out. That's why I'm thinking, like, so their promo run started, like, out of the last year, but the gap was 10.
To me, it's
so
true.
So I'm thinking, like, if you lot really cared, you would have put, like, fucking seeds along the whole
thing. You
stretch.
Know, I fully
it was like these lot saw Matrix 4 and was like, wait, we can just make more
money again out of this shit. Let's reboot this shit and make another one.
Because even the way this movie ended, it was just
a
little...
But what about the way the first one ended,
God,
though?
It might as well make it into a series.
Because to me, the promo run, you know what it is? I hate that. I'd hate that, though. I'd hate that.
I'd hate it as well.
To me, the promo run, you know when the promo run started for me? But the thing is, you see the way I think, I just tie in a lot of things. I tie in marketing, I tie in legacy, I tie in what it done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I tie in what the actors and I tie in so much things. So when I say things, it kind of sounds unpopular, but I really think about it.
Yeah.
I feel like the promo run started at the end of the first film. No, that's what I think.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You know when his eyes opened? You know when his eyes opened? That's the promo run beginning. I can't lie, because you're thinking, what? Nah, something
that.
Else is definitely.
You
gotta
see how much money they
but
made.
14
million,
14 years.
I
hear you still.
14 years, 14 years. That's peak.
No, it's a long time.
Like Kieran said, their milk went bad.
It's a long time.
Their milk went bad.
I agree. So I agree.
But
I agree.
What I will say,
I agree.
Alright, because I think what's mad
but
important.
That, but the thing is, that doesn't mean that
the film was dead. Because I can't lie, I think we should even get everyone's opinion. Did you not like it?
In the first one, like the way they introduced Pandora was like so interesting when they described how thick their skulls were, the Na'vi race and shit, and it was like, oh, this is why they breathe, blah, blah, blah. And in the second one, like it was like rushed. Like they for one brief moment they explained why the kid can like why the blue people wearing face masks inside. Mm. But never again did they actually touch on the actual biology of any of these people. Mm. The only time they touched on the actual biology of the planet was when they were discussing these fucking whales.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't care. Like, they were creative with everything.
Nah,
yeah.
It was sick.
But those things are whales.
I can't lie. No,
they're not whales, though.
They're whales.
No.
They just look like whales.
I disagree.
They look like whales fused with those fucking hammerhead sharks.
Do you know what, though? But I hear why you're seeing it like that. I fully hear why you're seeing it like that.
A whale, I don't know.
Trust me. And the thing is, you're not wrong. But the only reason why you're kind of wrong is because you're not putting yourself in the world.
That's like, what I was just about to say.
If you fully commit to the world, they're not whales. Like, so I'm not thinking, oh, like,
and the whale
they can't
starts
talk.
Speaking.
That, but that's what
oh,
I'm saying.
You know,
but the thing
I
is,
I was like,
no, but Wiz,
they opened up a whole new
they didn't
port.
Know.
No,
they didn't.
I'm
know.
Just saying, in terms of like existence, do you know how much that means now
no,
that
mad.
The whale can just
but
communicate?
But they done that in the first one, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know they've done that in the first one?
Yeah.
This is what I'm
was
saying.
Talking?
Like, I don't know
no,
if...
No, I did not wait, see wait, any wait, subtitles wait. From an animal
I
in the first
you.
Avatar.
I don't know if they were talking. I have to go they watch it. Talking. I have to go watch it. But remember when they led that revolt and all the animals, like...
Yeah.
All the animals, nah. Like... Were
you don't, no. Let me say
people
this.
Weren't connected to them.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No. Don't you remember, though, when the girl was about to get attacked by the lion and then it was like, oh, she didn't know what it was thinking, but then it turns out it was on her side. If
but
this was the
I'm
thing,
saying,
the line would have been, hey, calm down.
No, but
I'm on your team.
No, but do you
know
what,
she treated it like it was a wild animal.
No, but do you know what, though? That's basically what I'm saying, though. Like, you see...
But they're not wild animals, though.
But then that's what I'm saying. Because you see that choice, that's a human thing, like, to protect someone. And you know, then once there, like, put yourself in... I saw one of them died for the Avatar in the first one. One of them, like the dog mum
died.
Got
stabbed up.
She got
but any animal would do that, though.
Do you think a wild animal would die for a human?
Yeah.
Why?
What but animal? That, but it didn't like actually stop and conversate. Like no, my
no,
friend.
No. I get you. I get like, you with that. Yeah. I get you with
like,
that.
It
but
was,
they don't conversate with
that,
words.
That's what I'm saying though. Yeah. Like they actually bridged that gap in this movie. Mm. They didn't say now it's ambiguous. They said, listen,
that's true.
This whale can fucking talk.
And I'm thinking how
like, this whale can talk.
I was
bro.
Thinking how? Mm. How like, can it talk?
But then, not, you know.
I didn't have a problem with it. I'm just saying that opens up a whole new world because for me, it's like
I
now.
I think so.
You know what though? To me, they slightly
because they're no longer are they like animals.
You know
like,
what it is
at all?
No,
like,
but do you know what it is? Because you know what you're
and
not. That, wrong.
It made sense now when they said brothers and stuff. Like even the whale when it recalled its memories of its friends and it was like, "Fuck that, not again." I think the best, you know what, I'm hating on the whale, but Loki was my favorite part of the movie. Mm-hmm. Even when it dodged the fucking harpoon, I was like, what? Because
no.
The way it dodged it, I'd never seen a whale move like that. You know I was what? Like, because, yeah, it slipped like it was a bang.
Let me drop this point, because you know I get what you're saying.
I was like, yo.
But to me, all it's trying to emphasize to me is communication.
Yeah.
That's it. Just communication, full stop.
Yeah, but they ate animals no more.
I don't think
they were never animals.
Like that.
They were never animals.
I don't think so.
They, in the first movie, they were treated more like wild animals.
Nah, man, because you can't connect with animals. You can't.
Everything was connected. I know that part. Every single animal was connected to like the whole spirit.
The treating,
but at the end of the day, they had wild animal behavior. They were
like
unpredictable. Like she didn't know whether or not that thing was gonna kill her.
No, but then I agree with that. Yeah,
like
but,
she
but
was
you
like,
know what it is though,
because and
but
the dogs attack them and shit. Like
no,
they don't know.
But you see, for me though, I understand what you're saying, you know. But that's like okay, if you show every attribute of what a wild animal is, and you're showing attributes that surpass what a wild animal is, how can he be a wild animal? You're showing attributes that surpass what a wild animal is, so I can't even look at you as like it's like doing certain wild like feral things. But you can show love.
Let
to
me
humans.
Say this.
And
no,
how can
no,
you be
but,
a wild animal? Like how can I judge you the same way I would judge like a tiger on Earth?
Yeah.
Where a tiger on Earth, you can't say stop, buttercup. No, it will still swipe your face off, bro. You get what I'm saying?
I hear
but,
you.
But here,
you show...
in this, let me land this and then I'll let you respond. Yeah. But in this one, you can literally attach your hair to the animal and communicate with the animal, feel his feelings and that, and then it's like, okay.
But that's a different type of communication. Do you get what I'm saying?
Of course. This is out of our mental capacity to even understand.
You don't
They're
need
just
to
communicating.
Use words.
So in this film, I feel like you have to
They didn't do that though.
Basically, you have to translate something that's impossible for our understanding as old audience members, innit? Mm. And that's where the subtitles came about, innit?
No,
it
but
might have
not
been the best
way. They didn't
way,
connect their heads, though. I don't even think that was them just saying literally the whale talks. Like, I think it was that.
But then the world would just be talking a language.
Because
though.
Every other thing, it did though.
It didn't.
It spoke a separate language. It spoke a language.
No.
Like they weren't speaking telepathically. Yeah, like,
they weren't.
Was talking.
How can they be speaking telepathically if they're not connected by the hair? They can't. They were talking a language.
The whale was talking.
No, but was the ute like?
You know what it is as well? It's the hand move. Wait.
And
let me just
see him talking to the eyes, and then the eyes lie.
Let me say this. Think about how the welting. Wait. Think about how the welting got introduced. Think about how it got introduced. I remember you said that they were wild animals. Think about what my man was running from, bro. This thing had no brain, bro. That fish thing that was attacking him. I'm not countering your point, but it's kind of sure why I kind of disagree.
I'm kind of wrong at the same time, because that does prove my point.
In a way, because you see that thing. Because
there
thing
are
was,
wild animals and there aren't.
All right. Because that thing's feral, you know? Mm. Like, you see, it was ripping through the rocks.
It didn't stop to have a conversation. I ain't chill. Yeah, it didn't even eat him. He just fucking crushed his skulls and let him sink to the ocean.
But that's what shows you. Think about it. Bro, you can even apply this to in human terms. Like, not every animal is dumb. Not every animal doesn't have a level. Yeah. So there's actual, like, we look at monkeys or chimps or whatever, they can communicate. There's animals more special than other animals. Mm. What they're trying to show is that them whales are more special than other animals.
And
innit?
I think they proved that.
They can communicate and they can this and that and they can click and they have a different connection with them.
Because you lot are saying, it's like this, yeah?
Because I agree, because I hear what
you're
saying.
Listen, I feel like this is one thing that would make someone not enjoy the film. I feel like if you use, I'm not saying you lot are though, but I'm just saying in general, because even I was doing it. Mm. If you use logic outside of what the film sets you and presents you, you're not going to understand.
No, but I use the film's logic. I'm not even using my own logic. Yeah, I'm using the logic presented in this world that the movie's created.
But then
and
this
in,
what
this
I'm saying.
In this world, the whales can speak.
Yeah,
but they're the only
they
ones,
speaking,
though.
But what are they speaking?
That we know
they're
of.
The only ones that we know of.
But what are they speaking, though?
Their own language. They have their own language.
But then this is what I'm saying, though, yeah? You see here, yeah?
Like he told his story to the guy.
Yeah, I know, but if someone's speaking French to me, bro, yeah, here in England, bro, I'm not going to understand what they're saying. What I'm saying is it's more the spirituality and more the communication. Because you're speaking a language, but we're not speaking the same language.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well just be doing this in your head,
because I'm understanding exactly what you're saying. There was definitely an element of spirituality.
Do you know what I'm saying, bro? That's why I don't really see them speaking.
Subtitles were on the screen.
Yeah, they're on the screen.
But I'm giving a reason why they're on the screen though.
Yeah, but every other reason I hear what you're saying, it wasn't on the screen, then it was 100% like what you're saying, spirituality, every other connection. But they just bridged that gap.
Yeah.
They said the whale can talk.
I can't lie. You know what's mad as well? And the conversation was corny, I'll be real. Oh, how's the kids? Oh, I'm happy to see your son. Oh, you waited so long. Everybody's so happy for you.
Why is that corny?
It's just corny for me. It's just
no,
corny
but
for
why?
Me.
Yeah, why? Because why is it corny?
Because they're trying to emulate like human conversation to me. And to me, it's not even a whale. It's a whole completely different animal. The avatars, they're a whole completely different race. So I don't want to really see their similarities.
It's a different logic in
their
world.
No, I'm not on the same point as him.
Because in their world, they can be connected.
But why is it corny?
Well, no, listen. What you're saying is that I'm going by human logic here, but I feel like that's what they were trying to do. Because humans would say, how's the baby?
They'd care about them things.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying certain things that we do, would it exist in other scenarios or other societies or other worlds?
No.
So we're never gonna. What do you mean?
No, bro.
But didn't you see that they kind of understood?
What do you mean?
Let me say this. Let me say this. It adds to this point, though. Let me say this. Like literally, though. Like the Na'vi people acknowledged, like the whale's actual biology. She was waiting for a child for 10 breeding cycles. That shows that she knows that her biology is different, that they go through different kinds of pregnancies. Like they can still bond over it. So like, and still be connected in a way that they both understand each other's experiences as, you know, brothers and sisters and stuff. So like on that side, like I think they did do a good job of it. But now that animals can talk, I think they've opened up a whole new kind
of
world.
I don't even think so.
Which life is more important?
But what I think they're showing,
I think they're showing because they even explained it, bro. They even explained it, you know. He said killing, they basically they realized that killing only leads to more killing. So what they done, they basically banned killing in, because it's hard to explain for the people that haven't seen. Did you not hear that?
Yeah. I remember the saying banned killing.
Yeah, but it wasn't for them. It was for the whale things. It wasn't the Na'vi people.
Oh, so they're not allowed to kill.
The Na'vi people can kill. That's why they were warring and they were killing people, bro.
Yeah, I know.
They were killing people. It's the whales. They're not allowed to kill. The whales aren't allowed to kill anyone.
Is it?
Yes, and the reason why they outcasted that whale is because he killed someone.
Yeah.
He killed someone or something, but he didn't. It was the people that were hard.
Anyway.
It's a bit of just a weird, stupid logic.
Yeah. But you have to follow.
Why can't the whales fight?
Because you know what? I can't pass what Twix was saying, yeah? But the thing is, you see, Wiz, yeah? What you're saying, I agree. But I don't think it opened up a completely... Not to me, innit? Because... The whole thing is just completely different. To me, the whole thing is just weird. Like
that just has to be possible there. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Like basically, I can't be surprised by anything now because nothing's expected in it. You see what you're saying?
There's one more thing that surprised me, but I'll say that later.
Yeah, yeah. You see with your thing saying that they're using human. To me, it's like what I was saying before. Just because you show certain attributes of a wild animal. If you're showing things that surpass any wild animal that I've seen, then you're not a wild animal because you're surpassing things I haven't seen. So just because the avatars have certain things that are similar to humanity, bro, they have things that are completely out of
wild. Yeah, yeah. So I agree with that.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But it did come across corny because...
That's why I don't think it can be corny. Like them speaking to like seahorse looking animals. I know it will
feel
corny.
That's not what I'm saying.
It'll feel corny.
No, but you're not listening to what I'm saying because I'm not saying that them... communicating with the animals is corny. What? It's the conversation that they were having.
I still don't think that's corny.
For me, if you're gonna show that,
what conversation should they have had?
It could have been anything. It could have been like.
It's the fact that there was even words. I get his point.
Yeah, it's like. Because how was the baby? Like it's like.
But here,
what are you gonna talk to your spirit sister about?
You get what I'm saying? I'm asking you though. That's what I'm saying.
It's corny because we can't. We have no other veil of perception. We can't even imagine talking to an animal like this. That's why I feel like it was cool.
It was almost like an agony aunt. I met a boy. I'm just like, would you talk to these whales that are like 1,000 years old about that?
But
like,
why wouldn't you though?
Like
why
to your pet dog? Why wouldn't like,
you? Because they.
What do you talk to your cat about? Like, what do you?
That's what the director tried to do. I think 100% try like literally emulate what would be like talking like, to
like
your
you
pet
see your dog
and be like
100%.
Oh, but now your pet dog can actually talk.
But then imagine your dog. Yeah, that is facts. But imagine your dog could talk back to you, and it was. Just as intelligent.
I hear what you're saying.
I hear what you're saying. Of course, you would.
I hear what you're saying. It was still a bit corny.
But I hear what you're saying. Like they've done certain things where I swear, if you don't pay attention and just accept it for what it is, you're not gonna like it. It's like you're gonna think, why are they all speaking English? If you didn't pick up in the beginning, which I feel like it might as well have been English.
Yeah,
I feel like what you did.
Yo.
And the thing is, they were on point with that, you know.
The writing.
Because why would we bother like watch a whole movie in subtitle, man? That's
the writing on point with it. Let me just bro. I feel like all of us have to just go. We have to go around and say how we actually felt about the film, as in just a little wrap up, like how you actually felt. Because, bro, let me just say off the bat, I rated this film, fam. Yeah. I can't lie.
Yeah, go on.
I rated this film, fam. Man loves this franchise now. Still, I can't lie, bro.
Yeah, I'm excited.
For the next movie, 100%. Like I love this franchise now, bro. I thought the writing was incredible. I thought the writing. You see, there's certain ways that people will spoon feed the audience, and to me, it's so obvious when you're doing it.
But with this, it was important.
Every time they done it, when they explained why they're breathing, why this and that, why they hunt, why they spent a whole 20 minutes showing them hunt the whale, bro. And they were explaining why it takes so long to kill it.
I like that bit. Like, but that was the only bit where they actually spoke about biology. In the first movie, they done that bare.
No, but
and
do you
I
know
felt
why?
Proper immersed in the
do
world.
You know why?
But only that was the only bit in the second movie where
that,
it was
know?
Like,
but I know why though.
Ah, oh, finally, we're back in the door. Let me learn about the animals.
Because,
let me learn about
because,
what the fuck
you know
is going on here.
Because it was more.
I just
about
don't want to see flying things in the air.
Yeah,
and
but
colors
it was about.
And,
the first one was about humans. The first one was about humans too much. This one weren't. This one was about the avatars and the avatar family. If you notice, even when the villains came back, they came back as avatars, bro, not humans.
True.
So there wasn't really scenes where they're in the lab talking about this and that and density. It's
but
more about
I think
following
that
the
side
world.
Felt rushed. They had potential there. There was one moment where the general guy was like, did you see when he was like, oh, so wait, what's the main guy's name again?
Jake Sully.
Yeah. Wait, Jake.
When he was like, oh, so what? Jake done it, no weapons.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, it's my turn then.
Yeah.
Like I feel like his character, yeah, is interesting. Like, because he's like, interesting. They kept on trying to show that maybe he's not a bad guy. Like, yeah, maybe he's slightly good.
That is, that
but
is
then
what
like,
they that is what
and
they
then
showed.
I don't know where we left him though. That's the thing. Like, so that's why.
Yeah, I hear that. Still.
Like, I would give the writers my head nod because he's a good villain. Yeah, mm-hmm. like a. I don't even know what to say. He's bad.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know what
they give... established him slightly as a new character, though.
Yeah.
Because he's younger. Yeah, they he's an avatar. He's different. He's not the same guy. He even said
it. He's
not the same guy.
Slightly, you know what it is? He's slightly.
Oh, but that's going to be a thing in the second one.
I don't want to say anti hero because he's not an anti hero.
Yeah, he's definitely.
But he's slightly.
Because he had no fucking choice. You have to feel sorry for him. Bro's a clone. Like, he didn't actually.
This is what he was made for. This is what he made for.
Like, what my main problem with the movie is that. I feel like the whole thing is just kind of like they. It wouldn't happen if what they're saying is true. Like, I don't know if my eyes deceive me, but the human race has unlocked immortality and we've unlocked it at a point where like we can choose any species and replicate you and plant our consciousness.
That's what
into
I was thinking,
you,
bro.
And we could do that forever. Yeah. Like, I could recreate my own self and put my consciousness into myself again and again and again and again. I could recreate an army of infinite numbers. And if I really wanted Pandora, I could just send in an army of people. And like, not just what? I can pick away their memories and do what I can literally make an army of people with no memories that just want to fight and just let them.
I figked they're down.
All right, we'll get onto that. We'll get onto that because that's a sick point. But I agree with what you're saying. You know, I agree.
They
unlocked
immortality.
The only curveball the only thing I could do is base it on things here. Yeah. Because I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I just feel like certain not inventions but discoveries and ideas happen before others. Like, that's just what I think, innit. And sometimes it doesn't make sense how we figured out this but we ain't figured out that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we figured out how to get to space but we don't know the cure for cancer. Like, that's such a juxtaposition based on our intelligence. That doesn't make any sense.
If you
read that, it wouldn't make sense, bro. So we done all of this to actually pass the stratosphere, but blah blah blah, innit. So then you see with this, that's how I'm gonna, that's the little curveball.
I hear that curveball.
We figured that out, but we still don't understand why we can't do it. Or
do you know how brazy that is to say
is
suddenly
brazy,
that biological
is.
Death isn't mandatory for human life?
Safe.
Like, even like, so like, let's say you do live, there's other consequences. Like, who's to say your mental health can even last longer than 100 years? Who's to say other things won't crumble? But
it's true.
That's a conversation for another thing.
In my head, it was like this. It was like,
what disease might you develop if you've had 5 lifetimes? Like, what mental things
you
develop? What kind of schizophrenia could you develop?
And then who's the real
what
enemy?
Personality disorders
are
you going to get?
Who's the real enemy? Who's the real enemy, bro? Because at the end of the day, like, they're all fighting for their, all they're trying to keep alive is their consciousness, bro. Think about it. My man turned into an avatar. He's going to be an avatar for the rest of his life, bro. They're not going to recreate a human body for him to go back into his human body and live out the rest of his human
life,
bro.
They're lucky that he just didn't start drooling and start foaming at the mouth.
What I think is eventually, he's going to live as, he's living as his enemy. Like, he can't, do you understand what I mean? He can't escape. So he's going to, like, this is just like slightly a forethought, but he's gonna fight for the avatars, bro.
Eventually,
he's an avatar, bro. He's gonna live for the rest of his life
and,
as an avatar.
And you know what? It's true. You know, he's gonna go through certain experiences there where
he's an avatar.
Because it happened to Jake.
It happened to all of them.
And the thing is, I can imagine that happening just because it's like, it's okay. Just judge it because I think they want you. Because you know what? Even though it's a different world, I think they still want you to acknowledge Earth,
bro.
Like, in that world,
let's
do you know what I'm saying?
Let's go to the sun because I hear your point, and I think the sun's gonna join the military.
Which one?
The white sun.
I think he's gonna become. Avatar.
I don't. I think he's gonna turn
and
evil.
Afri is dad.
Wait,
is it?
Let me save my point first, though.
Go on.
I don't even remember the sun even existed in the first one.
No, he didn't exist like that. They just wrote him in.
All right, cool.
He didn't. Yeah, he did. I don't remember. I haven't watched.
Let's just call him the Tarzan kid. Yeah. All right. So cool. I think the Tarzan kid is going to grow up and join the white people because he's not one of them. And do you know what scene they made sure to show that where he clocked that he's not one of them? Because the whole movie, he's growling, acting like he's the Na'vi.
Yeah, but he's not.
And then, do you know the one scene where he stopped when the mother was killing everyone, And then he hid behind the thing. Because he knows, bro.
Because she might actually turn on
him. He saw her.
I love
you know
this fucking
is?
Film, bro.
He saw her growling, yeah? Bro. Like yep. how he was
sorry,
pretending.
That must have been so loud for the mic. But this is why I love this fucking film. You see things like that, though.
Like, he was pretending. When she done it for real, I feel everyone in the cinema was shit, bro. Yeah. Everyone, like, she was just walking like a bad-ass Batman Avenger. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
He saw her kill one of his kind, bro. She held a knife to my man's neck and said, son for a son, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I like.
That means if shit hits the fan, I'll kill you.
Yeah,
don't ever think that you're one of us.
I like. He's gonna remember that.
100%. But you know what? Like, oh, bro, that's such facts, you know. That's
and like, he hid behind the thing because he knew.
I can't lie.
Do you know
what
I think? One of them.
Do you know what I think? Do you know
you're
what I
not
think?
One of them.
Let me go back to what I was saying. Yeah, why I think that the guy eventually, the main villain of this one, he's gonna see it for the Na'vi. He's gonna be on the Na'vi side. Man can take his hair and connect with shit,
I was gonna. That's what I was gonna
man,
say.
Man will take his hair.
Oh yeah, I
connect
lie.
With a tree. It will show him. It will show him his past when his dad was a crackhead or whatever. Yeah, and man had to fight man for his mum. And man will shed a tear. You just see,
loves
this
he
world,
was in the room the whole time. You know,
look what happened to Jake. Look what happened to Jake Sully, bro. Look what happened to him.
Yeah,
man's thinking about his life. He's like, yo, I got a chance to actually be something. Like, I can walk now. Like, I can actually trust me that like. Once what that film is showing, just point blank period, is the relationship between people and the earth.
100%.
Yeah, because one thing we don't really realize, as even as like, human beings. Wait, let me finish. One thing we don't even realize as human beings, is we're still animals. You know, we're not we're humans, but it's within this bubble of us talking and having the same language and having the same thoughts and all these things. But we're animals, bro. In the grand scheme of things, we could just. Disappear and the earth will keep going.
Keep spinning.
You know what's nuts though? I think we're the sky people though. I don't think we're the animals.
How do you mean? Oh, you mean, yeah, but like, but I'm not talking about.
Machinery is our friend, not nature.
Yeah. Especially
like,
with
it's one
us.
Of them ones. Like,
but I think it's trying to. It like I think just the overall messages that I got from it.
Yeah, is that we should be like
we
that.
Should
like,
be more connected should, to nature.
Should,
yeah,
like we should be the blue
but it's
people.
True,
but
yeah.
It's not gonna be with no bow and arrow.
It's not even that, bro. It's like you know certain senses, bro. Like. You just have to think about how things have a domino effect on humanity, bro. Certain senses that we don't feel, bro. We don't feel the grass on bare foot, bro.
Yeah.
We actually don't feel. When was the last time you felt grass on your bare foot, bro?
Yeah, nuts.
Or you felt, do you get what I'm trying to say? Or you've laid down in grass and you feel it on your skin,
or you've,
fam.
Or you've gone to a river to swim.
There's only normal little things.
When have you felt that? Exactly. Certain rich people can experience that because there's a choice there. But
like not... We can do that, but I'm saying, you know, that the Sahara desert, you gotta go to lay the sand.
I get you still,
that, like,
I get you still, but then still, fam, like you never know what that would do to your personal.
Yeah, it's true. Like you are definitely disconnected.
We're disconnected, 100%.
But even our spirituality, it comes from nature, bro. Like human spirituality comes from nature. All the gods and this and that, they're all representations of natural things.
Yeah.
More time, gods are the representation of the sun. Do you get what I'm saying?
And they showed that in the fucking movie as well when the fucking girl was sick and then the guy was there with all of his nerd equipment and his science stuff.
She was like, get out.
You know
you
what?
Let me
just do my fucking black magic.
And then you know what?
Kid.
Do you know what? That supports what I was saying, you know?
In this world,
because it's like the technology is not enough.
Real.
Everyone get out. Like the technology is not even being able to figure. You lot can fly here, you know. You lot can assuming you can go light speed, innit? Because they were looking at Earth as a star, which I fucking rated, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like,
that
my
was
dad came
30.
From a star, that star right there. That you know how flipping. Do you see the writers on this?
Yeah. 10-10.
But I gotta say one floor of the writers.
I can't know if I say 10-10, you know.
I gotta say one floor of the writers. Like the whole film just could have been saved with a babysitter.
With a babysitter? What do you mean? Oh yeah, because
the fucking kids away.
Bro.
They ruined everything five
times.
Four of them. I sat down in this movie. In terms of action scenes, I'll say there's probably a total of three or two. I sat down for this whole movie and just watched these fucking kids bickering around playing like stupid pricks. It pissed me off.
But it's true
for so long.
But they're kids though. They're kids.
And not then really, the thing is, they're
one of them. Now, kids, yeah, rated kids. How much they were like actual kids. You see, when they were walking down the path and the kid was jumping up and down, like, I was like, I've seen kids do that. And I felt like anger in my veins. Like, this is a real kid. Like, this is annoying me.
Nah, it was mad.
And you know what it is? They're kids in unusual circumstances. As in, they're not stuck in one place. They have to walk and they see explosions every day and
bro. Like even the way they were like walking on like trees and that, bro. They don't spud me. Do you know what I was gonna say, bro? Even like when they were
even
walking
the Tarzan
on trees,
kid,
bro,
I was thinking, chill. So they make sense. They make sense, bro. But hey, put a harness on, bro, or something. Like get down from there. You are not one of them. Like,
bro, they were walking so close to the edge of cliffs. They were just, bro. No, they were just treating the. But do you know what it is though?
This is the confidence.
This is the confidence in nature. You know, because they're so confident in nature. You know them ones. Like even in the first film. Oh my! Even in the first, everything makes so much sense. You know, in the first film, they said trust the world. Trust the world.
Yeah. So when he drops, remember?
So when he drops, the world just cushioning him, bro. Yeah. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I have to say this point as well. Like, it pissed me off though every single time when it's like, Johnny, stay there. 10 seconds later, Johnny,
where are you?
I'm gonna go, and then Johnny goes, fucks up everything, and then it's like, oh, Johnny, this is your fault. Johnny's upset now, but Johnny's like, and he's like, Johnny, stay here while I fix it. What does Johnny do? No, Johnny leaves again. But this time, Johnny helps everyone. Yeah. So now the first one is forgiven, and now everything's okay. Bro, I've seen this.
Nah, bro,
with my own eyes, man. I've seen the same. The every single scenario I seen, which went wrong. Which you were saying, I get the writing. Like, maybe it was done to like purposely to frustrate us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, but I've seen every single layup.
I hear it.
1,000 miles before. Even when it's so, maybe they've done that on purpose. Like, kid, oh, I'm tied up again.
Bro.
I think they must have done that on purpose.
That's the writers,
I had my shotgun ready. Like, you lot are taking
that. If they didn't say that.
Like, do you think I'm an idiot? You think I ain't going to clock that? You lot are taking
that. No, but don't you appreciate that, though?
I appreciate the fact that they
appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, if you're going to punch me, at least just don't punch me in the back of the head. They actually just punched me in the face. Like, I have to say, take my hat off, like, you fucking
what?
Cunts.
You know,
like,
what? It's true. And you know what?
That's
you know
so
what?
Cheeky.
I can't lie.
So cheeky.
Bro, I felt Jake's anger. I know he wanted to bang something, bro.
When he was like,
who's there? It's all of us.
Like,
bro, are
he's
you
done
fucking,
told
this
everyone.
This is the fourth
everyone.
Time, bro. This is the fourth time. Where are, who's there? These times I'm just hoping it's just you. And even the fucking little you.
Everyone.
She was bare cute though.
Yeah.
She was so cute.
And you know
bro.
The little one. Yeah, bro.
Do you know what's nuts for me though? No, it creeps me out.
Is it?
It creeps me out.
Why?
Just because I know what kind of sadistic motherfuckers are out there in the world. Yeah. Nah. Whenever I see shit like that, when it's like tried to make something like that like seem really human.
Yeah.
It just kind of creeps
me out.
But
you know
I get
though?
You, but it's not for their benefit
and
though.
I disagree.
It's not for their benefit. No, it's for the little you.
Did you not see them as
and
humans
the girls.
Though? The avatars, like
they look like pets to me. They remind me of pets.
That's fucked though. They're not pets though. And it's like
the way their ears turn and that.
Yeah,
like,
and their tails flicker. It's like some weird sadistic fantasy porno shit. And I'm like, it sickens
me. But you know what, though?
I get you.
But, like, we could see it like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, we're just assuming that aliens would be so superior. Like, we'll melt. Like,
because we don't know, but
alien could look like a cute, like, literally, an alien could look like Baby Yoda, bro. And then they come to Earth, they can't really kill us. They just look cute. You get
I
what
have
I'm
to
say,
to say one, they took inspiration from
not
cats,
avatars,
though.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, they took inspiration from cats.
Definitely,
you see the way
they're
cats
animals.
Eye loud and then just get fixated on one thing and then go. Boo, like, I literally seen this girl do that like every 10 minutes, like not even that. Every 50 minutes in the movie, there's just a moment where someone's just on LSD, like.
Yeah. Oh, I had to spot Kieran, you know,
just
because you know what,
waving around.
You know you're right, but you know what though? To me, I can't lie. That makes me, I can't lie, yeah.
I rate
that
them.
Makes me rate them even more, you know. Because, you know, that's slightly ingenious, you know, slightly, you know.
Because it really
like,
showed off the world.
We're getting emotionally connected to them, and we don't know why. Why are we getting them up? Yeah. Because
it's the way
they're
they
analysing.
It's the way they look. Because,
you know, with your cat, how you feel with your cat. Like, sometimes you just look at your cat.
You're like, what are
and
you
like,
thinking?
They're so innocent. Like, what are you thinking?
Like,
you
when
need me to feed you, you know, like. You know them ones, it's like, you're looking at them, they're so innocent. It's like a child, bro.
Yeah.
And bro, their biology is like, through thousands of years, like, they've literally evolved to have that response from us, so we feed them, bro. Mm. Like, they have, do you know what I'm saying? Like, they, in biology, they've basically adapted to have certain things, like, with their biology, as in, like, the cute eyes, the purring, these things to, because the purring of cats is I think, is the same decibels as the beating of heart, like, of your heart, innit? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. So it connects to us or some dumb shit like that.
They only purple humans as well.
So the thing is, yeah, I agree with you. You see, with these avatars, they put certain, because they felt like pets for real, bro. They felt like, oh, like you felt sorry for them, bro. They done so much things to make, like even the big eyes.
I like the look of them. Yeah, the big eyes. I just,
even, one sec, even like the hissing, even the, like, bro, I like seeing the kid hiss and shit. I've seen my cat do that and be like, oh,
and it's like, what are you gonna do? Seeing this kid hiss.
Do you know them words? Because cats do that, and cats are so tiny. Yeah, you can literally move the cat, you know? You can literally toe punt the cat. But the cat is so cute. It's like they're defending themselves and it's like,
oh my God, this is sick now.
But to me, it's like, bro, I just like the look of them. I just like how tall they are, like how blue they are.
The general looks sick.
Like, yeah, you know, from the fish one, the fish lot. The swimming ones. No, I thought that general was evil guy. I thought that was sirty.
He had the best highlight of the scene when he just like,
yeah, that was tearing me down. I thought that was, you know, bro, what? This I like guy. The Navi. I like how they light up when they're swimming. Yeah. I wish we could
show that
them.
On the screen. Or
I like I like how their eyes are like. I just like the design of the character. I just like how they look, bro.
What do you think of the sexy blue one?
They made the
celebrity.
They made her look nice, bro.
In the real life, you don't get the girl that easily. I'm not.
Yeah, you
lie.
Don't. It's
not,
massive.
But whatever.
But technically, you didn't get the girl yet.
Yeah, he ain't chopped. Yeah.
He somehow impregnated her off the bat. I don't know. They made eye contact and she wanted to stick.
No, but you, like the little nuances I love. Like even the way that other people were a different shade to them.
Yeah,
they had different tails and
they had
even their chunks. Like they didn't hiss. They went. Ah. But the only thing that I clocked is they kind of mirrored them based on human, like, races.
But you could tell
that the fish people were kind of based on Samoans.
Yeah.
You could tell, innit, with kind of,
kind of. Because you could say that, but then I saw,
and
like,
the Navi were kind of,
but
like,
I saw some, like, Native American.
Yeah, from the Navi. From
not
the Navi.
Even just the Navi, even in the fish people, I was, like, the main brother, like, he looked like a Native American chief to me.
Yeah, but it's a mixture of
stuff. You know what I'm trying to say?
But remember, Native Americans are close to Samoan and Hawaiian and all
what,
that.
But guess what happens when...
They're close, think about it.
Listen, though. Guess what happens when you mix certain elements of different human culture? Something that's alien. Yeah. Something that we don't know because we've already bound our cultures to English culture, American culture, Mexican culture, Native American. But if I take literally one piece or like half a piece of culture from each thing, bro, it's gonna be something alien, isn't it? And to be honest, that's all we can do, like, in general, because we only have our own knowledge. Even these writers, they only have their own knowledge.
No, but you can tell.
So we're never gonna, do you get what I'm trying to say?
But you can tell, and the thing is,
you can see it.
But there was actual backlash for it. So that it's a.
But I think that's a drag, man.
No, but
it's an idiot, though.
I think all the backlash is a drag. Any backlash is a drag. To me, it's a drag. Because it's a mythical world. It's literally not real. It's a drag.
I gotta add this point as well, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we have the opposing team built up of, like, now all the dead people come back as now Avatar people. And we're thinking, oh my God, in our heads, everyone in the cinema's thinking, oh, this is going to be some elite scrap between these lot and the blue or whatever. Like, we're going to see them fully utilize the fact that they're blue people. Mm-hmm. They didn't do fuck all.
They didn't.
Yeah, they all just got murdered. Wait. But, like, they didn't even
actually do anything. Only one person actually done something, and that was the general.
You're gonna say because
they were matched, innit?
No, it's not that.
What are you gonna say?
Because they're avatars, yeah. But remember Jake Sully? Remember in the first one, he was struggling. You know, he literally. You kind of have to. Unless you grow up like that, you're not going to have the skills of the blue people.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean
unless
they just had the guns and shit. They didn't, like, run and jump.
Remember he said it's just matched with their training. So you have to train. Like, you actually have to become them.
That's true.
You have to become them.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I hear that.
Like, they would have never got,
but at the same time, like, you should be more elite now. Yeah, gun. They all just got one shot anyway.
You're not going to be. You're not gonna be
they elite. All nah, got bro. One shot anyway. My man if they said, were this week, they should have just wiped them out from the start. Yeah, Jake and the missus should have just said, yo, give me a squad of probably about, we probably need about five more guys. So we got, like, my arch nemesis is back as five blue guys, but don't worry, they don't know fuck all about what it means to be blue. They're still basically human.
Yeah, they are. That's what it was, though.
Let them come after us. All we need is five guys and we can just wipe them out all at once.
To me, the point was it obviously was to make that comparison that it doesn't matter how, whether you become your enemy, you'll still fight against them. I think that's the point they were making. Two, they just needed to come back in some other form. Do you get what I'm saying? They were never going to come back as humans. They just needed the bodies of the avatars. Because even in the first one, that's
why,
what they were doing.
Why would they say remember like, the faster, wait, the stronger?
I know. I know it's harder to make a Pandoran body than it is to make a human body.
Yeah.
I don't need to know the science of this world at all, but if what they're saying is legit, it is harder to make a Navi body than it is to make a Homo sapien.
It has to be. It doesn't make sense. Because why wouldn't you just put them back into another human form? Why do they have to be avatars?
No, but I'm saying, it is, but there's benefits of them being that. Because like 100. You said, they're physically stronger, this and that. But the thing is, you being physically stronger and not knowing what to do with it, like your liability, you're basically a baby.
Falls back onto the first thing we said, like, so we can just create bodies and then upload consciousness into them. Why don't we just make something better?
But you know what's mad? Crazy. I feel like we're doing English literature right now, you know? Because actually deep the actual topics that were happening in that, bro. The same way my man had to try and learn to become... Basically, like, you see how they came back as blue people? They came back as avatars and that. But they never really learned how to become them. My man connected.
And then the rest of them did off-screen.
Off-screen, but it wasn't, like, they're not really becoming blue people, innit?
Yeah,
like,
they saw that.
They weren't. Shit with it. Yeah, and then they relied on the training that they already had. They relied on their past. Mm. They relied on their military training and this
which
and
didn't
that.
Help them at
it
all.
It didn't help them at all.
Which was just a sad waste of potential.
Exactly.
But they could have been elite.
Like, we could have seen at least get one kill count, maybe. Mm-hmm. They could have at least killed one person.
But listen to the parallel.
Like, even a random person, they could have killed. Yeah. They got no one. Yeah.
They could have done,
just done nothing.
They done nothing. One got headshot.
They killed the son, to be fair. Well done.
But it was dead, though. It was dead.
The son, why did you just want to jump?
Wait, hold that though. Because Big Man Ting. But listen to the parallel, though. The parallel. When the Na'vi went to I don't want to call it a fish people. I forgot what they were called, innit? Let's say fish people. They had to learn the ways of the water, you know?
They
had to slightly forget about their past and whatever they've learned and that, and adapt fully to becoming
the
fish people.
And the film was a nice, that's when the film turned documentary for a bit.
But it was needed.
It was creative. We're just watching, it was like, needed. Just like watching this documentary.
Do you know why? Because you see them become better versions of themselves. You see them become useful.
The final fight is underwater.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you see them, this is what happens when you really adapt and really become the people that you're meant to be. Mm. This is why the original people that came down as blue people and that, like the soldiers and that, when they came back, that's why they were dying like that, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they didn't actually become Na'vi, bro. Yeah, they might have been in the body, but they didn't become the people.
And you know what?
The only time they became successful is when he tied his hair to the thing.
What Twix is saying is true, especially because we know humans, like, one thing with humans, is that we tend to rush. We tend to rush. Obviously, things are planned, but we tend, like, it's better to just have it done than to actually wait and make sure these soldiers know how to interact with the world.
Yeah, yeah.
All we want is the brawn and the fact that they can get put into someone else. So I doubt that they would have actually trained or went through what Jake
went
through.
Remember my man said, we need to become Na'vi. We need to talk Na'vi.
He was saying it still.
All they done was connect their hair, bro. He was saying
all of this, like, domination shit, but your objective was only to kill Jake.
Yeah.
Like, so you really don't need to speak a word of the language.
But every person knows you don't become the enemy. Because if you become the enemy, you start loving them. And then you start loving them more than your own people, fam.
That's so true.
Like, if you become them, then how are you gonna...
But the thing is, they have to become them to defeat them. Deep the paradox. They have to, because like I said, okay, we might be forgetting
that. Doesn't make sense.
We might be forgetting that we have that preempted knowledge, that, all right, the Na'vi are adapted to this world. So Like when they're doing these flips and they're just flying through the air and landing perfectly, that's what they do. Like literally, they're patterned with their world so much that they can do that. Yeah. They don't even need to think about where they're gonna land because the world supports that based on the first film in it.
Yeah.
So we kind of forget that. I forgot that, bro. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I wasn't even paying attention. But that shows that they're on that terrain, they're superior. They were even saying, like, when we're shooting and that, like all them eagle things, you know, them dragon things,
they
just swarm them, bro, and they just take them out, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, literally, the Na'vi are superior, innit? Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, but they're not, though.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
At all.
Why not?
Nowhere near the scope of what the humans are capable of in this universe.
True.
From this whale, we have extracted something which can make...
I disagree with that, though.
Did you not hear the man say from the whale's cerebral whatever
it stops them from
stops aging. People from aging or dying? Yeah. So we have technology which can do that.
Not
we have
dying.
Technology which can
dying.
Implant.
Yeah, but how does that
yeah,
make
he
more
said,
aging?
He said, aging. He said dying. He said dying. You don't die.
Is it?
Yeah.
So if you get shanked,
no,
you don't
die. I don't think it's dying.
Was it
aging?
Aging.
Yeah,
okay,
I think,
okay,
it's aging.
I think
so
it was aging. But I know what you mean.
That's basically dying, though. That's what I'm saying. And then we also have like technology which can implant consciousness into new bodies. That so. Inherent immortality.
But is that a good thing?
Like, we basically that's not even the question. It's probably not. But I'm saying, you see, the Na'vi people.
So how does
people,
it make it superior?
I'll say this: it makes it superior because one on one, we destroy Pandora.
Yeah,
we already have the city being built there. Did you not even hear Jake himself say we're all gonna die if we try and fight them? Because the whole narrative is the humans themselves. You can only fight this tiny spaceship of us humans for it to be a fair fight. Because if we came down full force, you fuckers are toast.
I get what you're saying.
We've unlocked immortality. We've unlocked immortality.
Why are they not superior? But
we have unlocked immortality.
Do you know why?
You cannot beat us no more.
No, because you're seeing, you have to see past your nose. And what I mean by that is if they go, all right, cool, they need that natural Pandora.
They want to take Pandora now.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, though.
Like, they want humans to live there.
No,
now.
But for them to get that vial, they have to get it from that whale. They have to get it. You see, without that whale, there's none of that.
But that's just one resource, one known resource.
Yeah.
Imagine what else is on Pandora.
Yeah,
so we have one thing that gives you fucking infinite health.
Yeah.
There's going to be another which gives you infinite stamina,
but
bro.
Look what happens. Listen.
Like, they're just taking over the planet.
But look what happens. All right, cool. Let's compare it to what happens on Earth, though. Let's compare it to what happens on Earth. We found all these fossil fuels. We found coal. We found this. We found that. It increased our quality of life. You would think that made our lives better, bro. But now we're running out of all of them resources, so we have to find a replacement.
We might not ever find a replacement, you know.
In some ways,
guess what we'll do, though. Because you know, I agree with what you're saying, you know. But you know what humans will do? We'll just look for another planet and to go and do the same thing.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
We'll
look for another planet.
At what cost?
Listen. It doesn't matter what cost.
Yeah, it does.
How?
Because
we're getting smarter and smarter.
If we go to another planet, it will be the 5,000 richest people in the planet. 5,000 richest people on Earth.
Not really.
Not in this movie, bro.
No, hear this though. Imagine we get to Pandora, which is 10 times bigger than Earth. We take over. Every single person on Earth is now a fucking trillionaire.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, but the thing is,
and then now our species are trillionaires now. It's not a thing where it's like, you step to another planet, you're human.
Why? But they don't want that. They don't want everybody. They don't want everybody.
No. It's not even that. What do you mean by trillion? Because to me, what I was taking from that is that the whole human race is just up.
We'd all be up.
So there'll be certain people that obviously aren't as up as other people.
But that's
whole status just goes up. Like,
yeah.
If we're starting from like zero.
But they don't care about everybody else going.
So the bottom of the human race would be a god amongst the other species.
That's basically what I'm getting from what you're saying.
That's just collateral. That's always going to happen.
So why? What's wrong with that?
What I'm saying is the richest people, they're the ones that will cut, bro. Because even out of them richest people that cut, there's still a hierarchy.
Cut? What do you mean cut?
So basically, if they, because obviously there was, they said they're going to make humans move to Pandora. Mm. Earth is dying. They're going to make humans move to Pandora. Mm. It's an opportunity to start Pandora better. Mm-hmm. Even when they come, they say to my man, we've done more here in a year than you've done in 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're still building a city.
Yeah, there's already a concept of
the greatest.
Like, do you get what I'm saying? This would be an opportunity to not only move to another planet, but to restart society with the best possible people.
Yeah.
This is how human beings think.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But then you see, they already know that, though.
Yeah,
even
that's
when
what
they
saying.
Selected
what's
the guy's team, they said they selected the best military
people. That's what I'm saying.
People.
So that's why I'm saying that I don't think I still think it would be like the rich people.
No, but that's not the problem with that.
I don't even have a problem with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but then when they get there, bro, and this is a world now, bro, a new order will happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If that's what I'm saying. If a million rich people, even though there aren't a million, but let's say 1,000 rich people go to another planet, bro. Like already now, there's no richness.
And you do realize they wouldn't even. Let me say this point as well. You know? They wouldn't even pick like the people that are richest. Like in terms of, it would be like you're thinking about preserving human race.
The breeders.
You would pick people with the best genes. You pick people with the best DNA. True, and that has nothing to do with fucking money.
Nothing.
Because it turns out you're inbred now, and you have no worth in the human race. They're just going to be like, oh, sorry, mate.
And then, like I said, you can't hide that with money.
And then you know what? Even though you're, because I feel like people are gonna go on the not the moral thing, maybe like the more emotional way. Like, okay, but you know what? Like, your weapons are nothing to nature and how we can connect. But bro, like, they take what they want to take.
Did you not see how we go to another one? No, but right at the start, did you not see all the animals get wiped out in a second? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the thing is, if we wanted to, I hear it.
The whole world could get blown up, bro.
But you know what they show? But they still show
them a nuke. I can't like on a real
But they still show to me. They still show that. That is just destruction on destruction. Because we're always going to have to find a way out of these problems.
100%.
Listen, yeah. Life 100%. Isn't necessarily better. It's not necessarily about preserving life. Even the way the sun died, bro, he went back to the planet.
He went back to the planet and
Their relationship with death is not the same as our relationship
with death. That's why.
See, when people die in their planet, they can connect their hair. Wait. They can connect their hair to the tree. And go and see their, they can actually go and see their son again, bro.
Yeah.
So much people would wish that over immortality, bro. It's true. With immortality, you might see all your family die.
You might see all your family die,
and be sad for the rest of your life.
Even the film in itself was trying to breach that gap between delusions and reality and stuff, trying to explain the different parts of your brain which show different stuff. The same when you have like effects of drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like hallucinogenics, like mushrooms and shit. And they're trying to say, the same shit which your brain secretes then is what she's experiencing then when she's going through her spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to explain it with science, And I hear that point, I fucking confused myself now.
Mm.
But basically, like, they fucking tried it, But at the end of the day, I would say...
I completely forgot what I was trying to say. All right, cool. Let me set you up with something then. It's basically showing technology versus nature.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's showing technology versus nature. And it's like, your point is basically that technology will always win, which it will.
I feel like technology can just bully itself through nature. As in, nature is what we inherently know is more warm. Warm ain't even a word, but it's like it's more like acceptable and morally correct to be in tune with the nature, and the technology just looks so visceral, so negative, so draining. But the thing is though, if that's what you need and that's what you want and all your people, this is how they survive. We don't even know what sort of things that they have to go through. So we have this light on right now, but we're happy for the light, Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's what I'm trying to say with Pandora, innit? Like, obviously, like what you're saying, it's nature versus technology, but technology will win, Like, technology will win because of the intention. Your intention is just to reap resources.
But does it, though?
It does, bro. It does, depending on your capability. If we could sap this earth of all its natural resources, and go to another earth, that is exactly like this, bro.
I don't even think it would be wrong to do that as well,
What's wrong with that, realistically?
As much as I want to be that pro-fucking-tree guy, I don't think it's morally bad for us once this planet is done to go to another planet.
If we have the capability, I don't think it's bad. What's wrong with that?
I don't think it's bad.
If we have an Earth 2, why?
Because
what's actually wrong with that?
I look at life and it's, you eat to survive.
Anything for survival.
You consume or you die. We do that. On a planetary scale, eventually it's gonna get to that.
Exactly.
Where it's gonna be, we're gonna have to eat on a bigger scale or we're gonna die.
Like how birds can fly from a colony that might be, like, the habitat ain't the best, or do you get what I'm saying? Or there's enemies, other like colonies of birds or whatever. Like, the same way they can just fly, we've developed our technology so we can do that, but in a different way. We can fly to another fucking planet.
Our biggest weakness as human beings is emotion, bro. True. That's our biggest weakness. That. I think that's our biggest. Like, us having that. Us being conscious.
Nah, they told us that. Man. They've given us that. They've given us what we should be emotional towards and what we shouldn't. Nah, that's what I think.
I think us being conscious, like us being conscious and being emotional and all that, it's like a double-edged sword.
Mm.
That's what makes us human. But that's the reason why my man didn't let my girl slice the little youth's throat. You understand what I mean? That's why my man, you see where she said a son for a son. Yeah. And my man just gave up everything just for his son. Do you get, like, sometimes you being military and thinking, yo, I need to get this done for the sake of humanity and this and that. Bro, you'll forget all of that when it comes to emotional shit.
I think that's
and that's
tale,
what that's
man.
What it's trying to show though.
I think that's a fairy
no,
tale.
I'm saying that's what the film's trying to show.
Oh,
though.
I agree with
that's
you.
What the film the film's trying to show you that. Yeah.
But is that
yeah.
reality though?
What?
Is it like
the film's trying to show you that. The
no,
film's
but is that
you.
Reality though? Do you like get what I'm trying to say? Like
no, it's not reality. It's not
people
reality.
People will do it though.
It's not reality. People don't care. People would not care that there's a tree that's there that will make you see your dead. I don't know, like your whoever. People won't care about that. But what the film's trying to show you is that, like,
you should.
Like, that because would be even though we have everything in life and that, you could have all the money in the world, all the technology in the world, and this and that, but still be broken, sad.
It was
depressed,
like a weird excuse to use drugs.
Yeah,
that,
kind
that
of.
Because that
kind
was,
of.
Well, that was definitely what, like, you know, the same effects of doing drugs. Yeah. What the whole idea of this tree thing and being connected and then just being in the floor laying in grass.
But is that
that's
bad?
LSD.
But is that bad? Drugs have only been made.
I wouldn't even
bad
say that's bad.
Know?
I wouldn't even say that's bad because it makes sense why we even have like things like the pineal gland. Yeah. Maybe there was a time early on when we were connected to nature. We could like, because imagine that all the pleasure you need is from laying in a bit
what
of
I'm
grass.
Saying, bro.
Like if that does make sense. Like there was a time on this planet where you could get everything you needed from that.
That's what I think.
But it's just
bro.
Not that anymore. Now we need the technology. I need my PlayStation.
But what I'm saying is it could be for the worst. Just because we're living longer, that doesn't mean that it's good.
Yeah,
that's how I see it.
100%.
I don't know. I think it's
inevitable.
I mean,
that's true, though.
It's inevitable.
No, because there's bare... Listen, like, do you know what it is? Bare advances that we've made as humans, like, it's just, you know what it is?
They
it's
lead
like,
to bad things.
What's impossible for us, yeah, to do is to predict the future and to see every... Okay, one thing that we're getting closer and closer at is figuring out possibilities. Like, we're getting that to the closest, like, percent now.
Yeah.
But especially with algorithms, isn't it? Because... I don't think we predicted or we knew was gonna happen. You see, it's 2:11. You know what time we here till? So we need to wrap up soon.
Two.
Oh shit!
We got 4 minutes. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you see, like with us, like with the evolution of travel, the evolution of, okay, like I said, it went from walking, and then carts or whatever, horseback or whatever. Boats, do you know what I'm saying? Planes and whatever. So the world is more connected, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? You can get to another country now, yeah? But what comes with that is diseases. What comes with that is ease of travel and obviously, like, it spread. Like, we can judge from the corona now.
Yeah, unintended because we can travel, consequences.
Yeah, because, there we go. Because we can travel now, now corona can spread way faster than any time before. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so because it looks good in that.
There could be so much negative.
Yeah.
Negative.
Could be a mad domino effect.
Immortality, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the unintended consequence of that? I feel like this whole thing's going on in Pandora.
Like your mental
but
health, bro. Like what you were saying.
Meanwhile, on Earth, imagine what fuckery is going on
true,
there
true.
Now that people have immortality.
It's true. Still.
Like, fuck it Pandora, actually, bro. It's Earth mad. Is probably the absolute shithole right now. So much shit going wrong. But let's actually wrap up by just saying what our final scores are.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm preening the time, innit?
I always go last, so I'll start.
Boy, yeah, go on.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to give it 8.5.
Whoa, that's a high score from you.
That's
you know?
High.
That's the same rate in a girl game in a club last night.
Is it?
Yeah. That was a modest score.
Come on,
8.5. That's higher than my score.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you know why I say 8.5? But you know, when I think about the kids, I want to bring it down to 2 or 1.
Why? Because
the kids just pissed me off. They have no brain. I told you to stay there. You don't stay there. You just risk your brother, your sister. You're like, you're a little youth. Like, they have guns. Do you know what they do?
It's true.
Like, you're hiding behind the wall, like, shooting back. Just go with them. There's a window for you to cut. You don't have to stay there and be a hero, you stupid idiot, bro. The water, they can't swim like you lot. Jump in the fucking water and swim away, but you want to shoot. Now you're dead. And that son, you wanted to be a fucking soldier so bad now everyone's dead because of you.
Yeah, no, it's actually fucked.
I don't
still.
Care because you befriended a whale. You're not forgiven.
Yeah,
you
nah.
killed your
and
brother.
And his brother actually died, bro.
Now you replaced him with a whale. Fuck safe. You. All right, You know what? I bring my score down to 7, but you two go.
All right, my score's an 8 still. My score's an 8, man. School's an 8, bro.
That's good, man.
I thought the writing was brilliant. Right. I thought the writing was so certy, bro. Mm-mm. The visuals were certy, but I feel like because at the cinema...
We didn't even get on to the visuals, you
know. There's so much we didn't get on
to. I wish we could speak longer about this, but go on.
Yeah, the visuals, because of the cinema we were in, the aspect ratio was kind of fucked up.
I think
it kind of fucked up like the way it looked. But bro, it was a spectacle, man. Like I can't lie, I love the world. I love that world, bro. Even the fish bro, I thought it was the so fish sick people. I thought it was just so sick, bro. Like even the look of them, everything. So yeah, man, 8 out of 10. I'm gonna give it 8 out of 10.
You know
what,
I'd give it, yeah, I can't lie. To me, solid 9 out of 10, you know. Solid 9 out of 10. And but the reason why, yeah, is I just take so much into account. I take all the nuances, all the little attention to details. You know what? A big, it could be 8.7, yeah? Just because visually, I wasn't too fond of the CGI.
There were a couple lapses.
I didn't think.
There was a couple lapses where it just looked like PS2.
Yeah, bro.
It looked like a game.
I wasn't fond of the CGI too tough. And especially because in 2009, when they done the first one, it stood out amongst films that weren't doing that.
Yeah.
So it just looked a bit, I don't know, it looked a bit too animated.
Yeah.
Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? 100%. But I love the writing. The acting was good, mostly.
Could have been more action scenes.
Yeah, could have been more action scenes. But to be fair, they done the action scene.
I was alright still.
Pretty early. They started the action pretty early.
I think that's the new trend. One early, then none for ages. Yeah, then another.
And you know what? That's one of the only films that I could sit that long and actually just watch it, you know? I'm sure that film was like 3 hours, bro.
Yeah.
And not much films can do that for me. So, like, it done well. I love the premise.
3 hour, 5 minute.
I love the premise. I can't lie, I kind of got emotionally attached to some characters. Yeah, I did as well. Because they were like pets, bro. It's fucked still. It was fucked, didn't it? But I don't know how they done it, but they achieved it. I rated it, man. 9 out of 10. Well, 8.7 out of 10, innit? Yeah. Final score. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you don't go watch that, man.
Ratings. Everyone, make sure you watch this movie.
Make sure you go pre that, man. You know what I'm saying?
I enjoyed it still. I proper enjoyed
very
it.
Very enjoyable.
What would you man say? Better than the original? Better than the first one?
Nah. Not better.
But was it worse?
Not better.
In my head, I just remember him running after he gets out of the wheelchair. It's too sick. All right, but we got to actually say bye now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, make sure you subscribe, you like, you get what I'm saying?
Share. Ninth Dimension,
and you already know we're going to see you lot back in episode 28.
Go gym, eat your calories, bye.
All right, you know it is, man. That's big up.
Love yourself. 9th Dimension.